This week is the Feast of San Antón. He's the patron saint of domestic animals. And in Spain, the festivities culminate in a Catholic mass where people bring their pets to church. Dogs and cats, even lizards, in church pews. NPR's Lauren Freyer managed to find herself a seat among that motley crew.
The streets of downtown Madrid are closed to traffic, and everyone is streaming down with their pets in their arms. There are dogs in sweaters, there's a cat here in a baby sling, and there's a man trailing two sheep on a leash, a ferret, a parakeet. They're all in line waiting to be blessed by the priests anointed with holy water at the Church of San Antón. Federico Españolo is pushing a stroller filled with his babies.
I'm here with my son and my four dogs and my wife.
So this is a double stroller, and you have how many living beings in this?
Four of them are in the stroller, and then my son in this one.
Four dogs and one human.
Yeah.
And are they all being blessed today?
Yes, I've been blessed all together. Yeah. So, and we have been blessed having all of them in our family.
This festival celebrates San Antón, or Saint Anthony the Abbot, a Christian monk born in the 3rd century who befriended animals in the Egyptian desert. Here, it's a week of concerts, animal rights workshops, and vegan restaurant deals, attracting both hipsters and little old ladies with lap dogs. Julian Munoz is carrying a bird cage with a green and yellow parakeet inside.
This is Horacio. Horacio is a bird. This Christmas, he was sick. We didn't know what to do. We started praying to San Antón. He had a photo of San Antón near the cage. Finally, he's better now. He has started singing again.
So does Julian really believe that San Antón interceded and healed his pet parakeet, Horacio?
Yes. Also, the vet has done her work in this case. But yes, I think that San Antón has made a little miracle with Horacio, and now he's happy again.
For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer at the Church of San Antón in downtown Madrid. ¶¶